And we are back in depth. It is the PSA program on Lotus Radio. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen. They allowed me to stay back in here for my final interview with Kimberly Ritter and Chris Cunningham from the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals. How are you both?
Doing fantastic.
We're doing great.
This morning.
Thank you.
Wonderful. I really probably should have pointed. I was and it was kind of nice to actually just have a cavalcade of voices.
Yeah.
Kim, how are you involved in the organization? What is your title?
I'm the vice president.
Vice president. Well, mm-hmm. then, we got the higher ups in here. Pretty cool. Chris, what about you?
I do the community outreach.
Okay. Well, then this is a natural placement for you,
yes,
I feel
sir.
Like. Definitely. All right.
Yep.
So, actually, let's get a little story kind of background. Let's go to Chris first. How did you get involved in this organization? What is your daily work? What are your goals and so on?
By trade, I am a lender, and I work with quite a few realtors, such as Kim, mm-hmm. who is also a realtor over here, and they're heavily involved with helping the veterans.
Okay,
and I'm really good at veteran loans, so it was just a natural progression to work with the VA rep in helping with the advocacy of part of the association.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And Kim, yeah, how did you, was this from the onset you were part of this or is this
pretty much?
Yeah, right on from the inception.
Myself and our president, we basically, we communicated with our chapter in Las Vegas and they said, you really need to get one open. And we did.
Yeah.
So March of 2015, we started.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's sort of self-explanatory in the title of the organization,
right.
But you're basically helping veterans have places to live, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. That's
and not an all of them, goal. Not all of them right now can't are in a position to say purchase.
Right.
So outside of that, then we help them in other ways. So.
Okay. What are those ways, if you want to take me through them?
So there's times we do a lot of partnership with the Veterans Resource Center. So
okay.
There are times that they need temporary, quick housing.
Right.
So we have a lot of sponsors that support what we do. And so we have funds set aside. So we may be able to place them in a temporary for like 2-3 nights and while they're working on permanent situations.
Okay.
So we help in those ways.
My gosh. So that must be just incredibly fulfilling.
It is.
I would imagine.
And we're fortunate that we get to help.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Beautiful. And speaking of helping, you got this wonderful event coming up pretty soon here. Operation Camo Christmas. Take me through this. Chris, do you want to take me through it?
Yeah, it's funny. The name was many meetings over just the name. And we came up with this one. And we love it. We're all going to be wearing camouflage Santa hats. But this event is to help families, veteran families, who may not be in a position to put together Christmas themselves. So we're going to feed them. We're going to give them gifts. We're going to have a station for writing letters to Santa.
Oh, wow.
Face painting, ornament decorating. It's going to be a blast. And
wow,
we're going to
be
doing it down at the VFW, which is the bunker on Moena.
Right.
It's Veterans of Foreign Wars. If you're not familiar with it, it's a historical building. It's going to be a good time.
Cool. That's a very mm-hmm. appropriate place to have it. And you're
yes.
just running
mm-hmm.
the gamut. I mean, not only just doing gifts, but you're doing food and the whole thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Definitely kid-centric, a lot
oh, yeah.
of these activities.
Oh, yeah.
This
and there'll
a
be a Santa
thing.
There.
Oh, so there's going to be Santa?
Santa
oh, yeah.
will be.
Well, he better be.
Yeah.
Right?
He will be making quite the entrance. So, yeah.
This is fantastic. Well, how can yeah. people find out more about it? How do they have to sign up? Are there? I imagine it's not like ticket-based. They don't have to buy anything. But
right. So preferably, better to get in touch with one of us. So we'll give you our contact information. Most of the families that we're currently helping are coming through the Veterans Resource Center.
Okay.
Because they're the ones that do get in contact with the ones that really, truly need help. These are the ones that they wish they could provide a wonderful Christmas for their kids, but they just don't have the means right now.
Right.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So
been unfortunately a common theme.
It is.
With a lot of organizations mm-hmm. I've had over the last few weeks of you're focusing on surviving and you're not thinking about actually living and enjoying the holiday.
Right.
Great.
Right.
You guys are helping with that.
Exactly. Yep.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so people can find out more. You have a website, I assume. I don't know
mm-hmm.
why.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also, they can email or call us individually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
And yeah, do we want to take us through a contact info just so people want to know?
Yeah.
Go for it.
You could reach me. Phone number is 775-473-6187. Or my email is Christopher C. It's a long one. CHRISTOPHERC at guildmortgage.net.
Okay.
And Kim?
Mm-hmm. They can reach me on my cell, 775-830-5357, or my email is klarkin, L-A-R-K-I-N, @homegatenv.com.
Beautiful. Thank you for the contact info. And I'm going to post this on our social media.
I'll do the recording
and I'll provide all your contact info if that's all right with you.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, cool. If you want a color copy of the file, I can email that to you as well.
That'd be great. And then, so do we have a general idea of how many veterans' families are going to be involved in this event? I'm sure you're always welcoming more and more, which is kind of the point of this interview.
Yeah, and of course, it's just like anything, because we partner with the Veterans Resource Center, if we need to have any kind of a vetting process, obviously, we will send them through there. And that's why most of our families come from there. So, I mean, I think right now we were just checking. We have almost 20 families currently, and they're still getting their list together for us. So, and even some of us out here, we work with so many veterans. So we know of some right now who on our own need some assistance. So we're adding some of our own to the list as well.
Okay. Yeah, and we did double that last year. So we've got plenty of space for more families if you know anybody or if anybody knows anybody.
Yeah.
Which I guess is good to know that I guess it's less. That means that more of our veteran families are in a better situation
than they were last year.
So that's good. I mean, I guess if we say the number's down, that's fantastic.
That's true.
So,
of people need help, which is always good. All right. Cool. Well, if there are any veterans out there listening right now, you got a family and you're struggling to make ends meet, you want to provide a good Christmas, then this is the event for you. Operation Camo Christmas, December 17th, 1 to 4 p.m. Veterans of Foreign Wars. It's 255 VFW Historic Lane. And that is courtesy of the VA Rep and Veterans Resource Center. Anything you guys want to add? I don't want to cut you off too short.
I just wanted to say shout-outs to Rounds Bakery and Spark Smoke.
Okay.
They're supplying the food and snacks.
Oh, fantastic.
They've been awesome to work with. Both, I believe, veteran-owned.
Yes.
And operated.
Oh, wow.
And then we have the Blue Star Moms. They're actually helping
decorate. Right. I think I've had them as a guest in here before, I believe.
Yeah, you probably have because they do so much for our veterans. And, I mean, these are all moms that they have their sons or daughters who have served or gone right now. And so they're helping as well.
Okay, very cool. Kimberly Ritter and Christopher Cunningham. I did your full name because it just sounds so regal. I had to do it. anything you guys want to add? I don't want to kick you out of here before.
No, and if people find out about this at the last minute, they can certainly show up that day.
Okay.
And we'll have people to greet them. So they're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for putting this event on. It's fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
You too.